The transcript of your imagination, Gerald. Everything you heard, earwigging your neighbours. A brief glance over Gerald's head at the sloping roof beyond the fence. Well, look then. Gerald looks. His words, his neighbour's words, neatly typed in courier font. A separate paragraph for each entry. What are the numbers?
Page numbers, from a book. Fiction, actually.
What?
Your neighbours are rehearsing a play. Simon in admin spotted it, recognised some of the lines as springing from the mind of one David Cornwell, also known as John le Carré, from his novel The Russia House. Seems your village thespians are performing it next month. We've established that without too much effort, without chopping into the budget, lucky for you.
But it doesn't make sense.
It does make bloody sense, Gerald. It's another of your flights of fancy. Your neighbours are not Russian sleepers. They are not Moscow plants. They are just your neighbours.
But Sir Clive, these aren't lines. Look, where's Put the Kettle on, love? Or Have you washed my pants today? Why didn't I hear those words?
Mountjoy wets his lips with sparkling water.
Those words were there, Gerald. Why you chose not to hear them is rather in keeping with your imagination. It's time you settled into your retirement. Stop eavesdropping. Stop spying. Are you listening now?
Gerald is not listening. He is seeing. Two opposing forces are at work. Just as the slow smile tilts the corner of Gerald's lips, it drains from Mountjoy's.